So, as we attune our channeler, as we invite her to the higher order, we do the same for you. You see, as you hustle and bustle, it is also important to graduate, yes? In other words, there are degrees of attendance that are worth adhering to. In each moment, we are advising our channeler and all of you. You channel the higher realm energies as well, yes? This is what we are attesting. This is what we are advising. This is what we are recommending. To remember your birth, to remember your solemn promise to engage with life, true life, while you are attending to business, while you appear to be in form, while you are stepping this way and that, we ask you to acquire a taste for the good life and to receive an extreme pleasure. Now, as the energies are being offered, as the energies are coming forth, we attest to your brilliance. We claim this for you. You are entitled, but it is for you, dear ones, to do the same. As you will claim your brilliance, as you will claim your light, as you will claim your true satisfaction, you rise, yes? You rise in frequency. Now we have to create this energetic offering. It is a must because some of you are traveling in what we would call fear, and we ask you to reframe all experiences, all moments, to ones of self-preservation. Now, this is your entitlement to preserve the connection, the fluid ascension of your recommended value. So, in English, this is aligning with your higher self. This is aligning with your remembrance of your true nature. So, as you will coincide with the loveliness, as you will coincide with the brilliance, as you will receive your divine connection, they're asking us to never part ways, never part ways. So let me explain. When you find yourself in fear, when you find yourself in low frequency, when you find yourself out of sorts, they're showing me just like a garden hose or whatever that would get all like the kinks. You would take the time, yes, to unknot the kinks. They're saying, would you take the time to unknot the kinks to beautify your garden area, your garden setting? And to therefore, please do the same in terms of your own behalf. So let me step back for a moment. In English, this is about attending to our vibrational consent. They're showing me like a nurse's uniform. So we have nurses on the field, on the ground. But we have nurses in terms of nursing, caring for our own attendance, our own frequency, our own reliance with a higher regard, because this is like, I literally see us walking around as if we have like an oxygen, connected to fluids or oxygen or whatever. It's like we travel with excess abundance. We travel. What we're learning to do is recognize when we need care, when we need tending to, when we need higher vibrational consent. So the energies that are coming forth are to help us stabilize, to help us never be without, excuse me, to help us attest to our brilliance in each moment. If we can remember that word, brilliance, if we can remember that soul satisfaction, that there is brilliance. Now, when I say brilliance, I literally see in your light bodies like these stars, like shimmering, 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 brilliance. So in each moment, we have opportunity to claim that. In each moment, we have opportunity to recognize that. It doesn't matter if you're sorting your laundry. It doesn't matter what is occurring. We have the right and we have the due diligence to attend to our brilliance. Now, as we do, we travel upward. Because remember, it seems like there's one earth, but we reside in different frequency alignments for our persuasion. In other words, it's a self-serve universe. So as we will attend to our brilliance, now this means to prioritize self. This is not selfish, by the way, because as we raise the bar, as we attune to our higher senses, as we abide by a higher order, we stabilize that offering for all, so that whatever is occurring, whatever situation, the highest offering, the highest bridge maker, the highest frequency is in attendance. So I literally see like a governor going, and it's like, I got to get a good idea. I got to get an idea. And I see them like lifting an idea off a top shelf. Oh, what about this? We want to remember there's no separation. We're all dreaming this together. We're all one. So as we dream big, it's not about only caring about ourselves. It's not about, because that's what, there's some of you, it's like, oh, I don't want to be selfish at a time like this. It's there's only one self. There's only one self. So when we do this for the recommendation of the New World Order could be a new establishment, a new governmental system. The New World Order is a new world order in terms of how you treat yourself. You treat yourself kindly. You make sure your own citizenship is doing well, is attended for, has what it needs, is served in love. So they're asking us to understand that it's just mirroring, because either we're aligned with egoic consciousness or we're not. And if we are, trouble in, trouble out. So as we attune to our highest occurrences, we attune to our highest alliance, we offer that attainment for all to witness. So in each moment, they're saying like we have an advance, we have currency, we have riches, we have opportunity to align with our light, to align with our holiness, to align with our heavenly value. And so as we will remember, just like if you have clothes in the dryer, you got to remember to take them out and fold them. And they're showing me like that old, like, brother, can you spare a dime? So it's, can you take the time to care for yourself the way you would care for laundry? So laundry, it's a really good reminder. If you don't have clean sheets, if you don't have clothes, it's a reminder. So that's just it. What they're saying, wear your garment loosely. What garment are you wearing? Imagine you have a garment of energy. Is it bright? Is it shimmering? Is it light? Is it fear-based? And if it is, it's no problem. It's just like if you have clothes that are dirty, you don't get highly upset. You just attend to business. So the energy that's coming forth, the attunement that's coming forth, is one of proclamation to help us set the record straight, to bring us into devotional claim where we will prioritize ourselves. We're very busy. Well, we can't have any dust in the house. We're very busy prioritizing things of not as important relevance as our own highest claim. Why? Because we create out of vibrational alignment. So the most important thing we can be attending to in each moment is our vibrational signature, our vibrational song sheet. Because like equals like. We've all had that. We've had days where everything just falls into place, and we've had days that nothing does. So it behooves us to attend to the most important derivative, which is our own specialness. Now, special is not that we're entitled over someone else. It's recognizing our attainment. In other words, our high broadcast. Each of us, when I look at you vibrationally, each of us has a song to sing. So if you could imagine you're vibrating out your song, and whatever you're singing is what you're offering. It's like fishing. You cast your fishing rod hoping for the fish. So what are we casting? So in each moment, we have a recommendation for kindness to self, appreciation of self. Now we have stored old records of assimilation. So this is like the old demeanor, the old exile, because we've been in exile of our true home. So the energies that are coming forth are to help us stabilize the new approach, to help us bring us into true regard, to help us exceed and create what is now possible due to our request. In other words, we have said yes to align with our divine self, to align with our true value. And so as we say yes, We offer ourselves in humble recognition that it is truly begun. Now, this is very important. We're not waiting for it to begin somewhere down the line, hopefully in a couple of years, if you're really, really lucky. It has begun the second you say yes. Show me the way. Deferring, bowing to our higher self in agreement, there's a better way. And so as we open up, and I literally see a treasure chest, as we open up to this treasure chest of wealth, of vibrational resilience, remember the oxygen, remember, it's all here for the remembrance. So we have opportunity to be even more loving, to be even more kind, to place ourselves in even better favor, to come from the highest approach. Now they want me to explain something. So as I'm bringing forth this attunement, as I'm bringing forth the song sheet, they want me to explain this because it's a teaching tool. My original programming, truth be told, channel all day long, is to talk in the negative. It's how I was brought up. Just like I literally see like almost like a knife, like slashing, beating, whipping. It's the old programming. So the energies are softening that response so that as I deliver the energies, as I deliver the message, as I deliver the brilliance, the energies provide enough leverage, mastery, that they want me to explain this. I literally watch the energies override the old tendencies. Now this occurs whether I'm bringing forth an attunement or whether I'm just dialoguing with a friend. So the point being, do not get discouraged if this does not come secondhand, if this is not a habit, if this does not seem to be easy at first to take care of the self, to abide by the self, to provide for the self. Because as you consent, as you say yes, I literally see, I have got Spider-Man, I got Superman, I got Wonder Woman. So it's like the strength of superheroes. Because as they're going cha-ching, cha-ching, as we claim it, as we abide by that willingness to consent to our highest regard, we're shown with good favor, with good measure. They're literally showing me, like, have another, like, dollop of potatoes or gravy or whatever it is. Like, have more, have more, have more. There's support, unending, never ending, to show us the way as we will entitle ourselves. So the energies that are coming forth are helping us. I literally see like my boat when it capsized, there you go, it capsized, where the energies are helping to set it right. So just imagine like you're cleaning up after kids and you know everything's just topsy-turvy. Like you turn everything right side up. So this is what we're learning how to do. We're the kids. We're the kids that have been thinking upside down, impoverished mentality. And so the course correction, the entitlement, the support is to teach us right approach. So this is when we align with our highest consent. This is when we align with the highest value. This is when we create miracles. This is when we vibrate to a high frequency. A frequency in light. And then light attracts light. So remember, everything we experience by consciousness. As we choose to abide by light, as we choose to abide by our holiness, as we choose to reframe, just like they're just sharing, just like they've been instructing, teaching, showing, propelling my own self-dialogue to speak truth, over my former witnessing, my former self. Now, I'm just the model, I'm just the prototype for all of our transference of faith. Because we're moving, oh, I got the energy coming through when I said that. We're moving into a new paradigm, we're moving into a new state of awareness. And with this comes life, because we bring forth our highest regard. We bring forth the claim of our devotional consent. So with this comes opportunity, safety, being guided, when to do something, when not to do something, being in the right place at the right time, not being in the wrong place at the wrong time, however you want to say that. But you're guided by the frequency you align to. So what we're going to notice in days to come, that there are going to be those that seem to have a magical quality, because they're aligning with energies that are serving the transference of their containment to a high broadcast, a new approach from the old mission statement. So as we step into our new frequency, to our new alignment, to our new agreement, we're learning how to disregard the old array. So again, they were having me demonstrate that do not be frustrated if the old comes up. Of course it is. You have fed it. You have taken your power, your very, very valuable power, and used it to create challenge, to create the belief in separation. You didn't know not to. You were trained to. Not only did you not know not to, but you were dictated, this is the way to do it. So you said, okay. And so now, through your master consent, through your master devotion, through your master entitlement, you're allowing yourself victory. I literally had like a groundhog or a muskrat, or like come out to the light, allowing yourself victory. So just imagine that. First you're in the darkness, tunnel your way through, you come into the light. So as we will receive this offering, they're saying like this is following us home. In other words, well, we're all already home. It's following us after this transmission. So in English, they're showing me like a goodie package, like a party favor. It's an ongoing consent. These energies are here to help you establish grace, to show you your power, to show you where you have been dictating, how you've been using your power, and giving you an option of choice. And again, when we can observe how we're using the power, that's the time to congratulate ourselves. We've been discussing this. It's not about getting it on the first serve. It's like practicing playing tennis, whatever you're practicing. Practice. So the more that we can be self-involved, in other words, the more that we can give pleasure to ourselves, the more we can give ourselves praise for waking up and observing where we offer our attention, where we offer our power, and how to align, how to assert our freedom. Because we have the freedom. It's in our hands for our choosing. It's in our vibration. It's in our assignment. What words do I assign to my speech? What attitude do I assign? What do I choose to focus on? Do I focus on a number? Do I focus on the light? Do I focus on the change, everyone opening their hearts? Do I focus on what someone didn't do that I think they should have done? We have the power of focus. We have the power of attention. We have the power of choice. We have the power of dictate. So as we offer our own resemblance of love, in other words, what we have total control over is our own history chest, where we allocate our alliance. And the energies are here to help set the record straight, to help take that capsize, my rope, my canoe was capsized, to get it back up. choose worlds of delight, to choose attention. They're saying attention driven. Where is your attention? To open up to your truth. To open up to your light. Now, I literally have community chest from McDonald's, Monopoly. And so they're showing me these cards where, you know, you get the fun cards. You just got $25. You just got this. You just got that. That's what we're plugging into. Because we're not waiting for someone else to agree with our mission statement. We're not waiting for someone else to say, yes, here's your promotion. Here's your salvation. Here's your correction. We're recognizing our own entitlement. As we will proceed, as we will advance. Gosh, I just saw the Berlin Wall break down. There's someone that's literally breaking down some old beliefs. I see it. You're holding on to your mother's apron. You've been tethered to some old doctrine. If you want to know what you believe, look at what the beliefs of the people that raised you. and you'll see some of the things that are unconscious. So that you can get to work with being your own minister of affairs. Like, in other words, for you to be in charge of your own kingdom, of your own queendom, of your own mind, through choice, through awareness. So the energies that are here to support our transformation, are here to support our alignment, are here to support our victory. In no place are we without power of choice, power of decision, power of where we apply good reason. And the good reason is seeing the best approach, seeing our lives advance as we advance in consciousness. So in English, opening up to our light, opening up to our gifts. I've got one person, you've got like this miracle, I'm going to call it a miracle, but a new attainment. It is so close to you. It is vibrating so close to you. It's like ridiculously fantastic. But you're looking this way. You're looking abroad. So here's the gift. Here's the gift. It's like a dog that's like licking you. Like, it's that close. Think how a puppy's like always on top of you. It's that close. Your head's looking over here. So this is what we're talking about. We're learning how to be our own best friend. We're learning how to use our energy, our consciousness, our own mechanics, our own vibrational consent in our favor. Again, not from a selfish standpoint, but to teach the world, to share with the world a new approach, a new way. So it's a win-win. It's a win-win. And they're saying that's a good check. When it's all about you, or it's all again about not someone else, win-win. That will, like they're saying, get the motor started on a boat. That will get this motor started. It's a win-win. Only the dream of separation is someone wins, someone loses. That's the old energy. That's just going to get you so far. And then you're going to have to work really hard to start it up again. When you move in the direction of win-win, whatever's going on, whatever's for the best and highest good of all, and really believe that, really know that that's attainable. That's what we're showing ourselves. See, we're teaching ourselves a new consciousness, a new approach, a new outlook. And so as we open up to this advantage, as we open up to this heavenly consent, we draw, I literally see us drawing new cards. We draw upon our new perception, our new reality. And so as we do this and as we hold this, we shift paradigm. We stay in love. We stay in abundance. We stay in good health. We stay in victory. We stay in alignment with our divine consent, our divine self that's guiding us in each moment, guiding us to our true reality, creating heaven on earth, whether it's just creating a solution to a linear concern or it's awakening your third eye. Because it's the same. It's coming from higher source. So as we seal this activation, we offer this on behalf of all our brethren, of all our brothers and sisters, so that as we open up to a new lifestyle, a new recommended value, a new heavenly consent, we broadcast that for it to be displayed in the collective, for all to receive, for all to attain, for all to enjoy. And remember, there's no separation. So as we turn on the light within ourselves, someone two countries over can receive that energy and tune into a higher broadcast. We're dreaming that person two countries over. No separation. No separation. Win-win. So as we receive this, oh my gosh, I literally saw someone in walking in this beautiful temple. Oh my gosh. And they're showing me the High Priestess card. You just receive that, like it just clicked. So this is the point. It's not about learning and learning and learning and learning. It's when we elect to open up our heart and truly receive. Let go of the old. So when Joshua says, like, leave everything behind, come follow me, it's not literal. It's in your heart. Leave the old lifestyle behind and come follow a heart-centered approach, learning who you truly are. And from that awareness, creating by and by, creating miracles, creating solutions for yourself, for your community, for the world. It's all the same. It's all the same. So as we seal this, we offer it for all to receive. And we offer it for all of our advances. That means whatever areas of life need direction, need healing, allow this healing to take place on all levels, in all dimensions of time. Meaning healing our past lives, as we term them. Let us pray. There's someone that you know, you're hearing from spirit, and then you're getting an outside order. I don't know if it's like a family member or something you're hearing, and you're deciding to let that override your intuitive knowing. I am here to confirm that your intuitive knowing is correct. I hear it. That's part of your initiation is, and we all go through it, you're not alone. But let me just confirm, you are hearing, and you know that. Like, you're getting messages, you have intuitive feelings, guidance, totally fine. Someone comes, okay, now we're not so fine anymore. So you're learning to be in charge. You're learning to come into agreement that you do know. You actually know you know when it doesn't count or when it's for others or something, but you're learning to apply it in full measure. It's good. Practice makes perfect. There's someone else, I don't know if you need a healing or what it is, and you're just all worried about like the outcome or something in the future. Let me say that. As you will stay positive in the now moment, in other words, your answer key is right under your cute little feet as you will attest to it. In other words, you're being shown the way home. You're being shown the healing or whatever this may be. And there's action, like there's application. So in other words, stay in the moment, learn your lessons. Learn what you're being shown. And let the future take care of itself. Because when you go in the future, what happens is you actually stall the progress. So it's like, are you going to have success? And they're saying, well, you tell us. You tell us. Because every time you just start spinning, you actually stop the promotion. Again, no error. That's like the ego's favorite trick. But you're just like my first person. You're doing really well. Just you permit yourself to walk it out. Allow it to be a process. I think that's what's freaking you out a little bit. Like, where's my miracle? Where's my miracle? Well, it's not a miracle that's suddenly going to like land in your lap. It's you're healing your own consciousness is what it is. So you got to heal it, which you are, which you're entitled to. You're a healer is what it is. You're healing yourself and you're going to heal others. So you're learning. What you're learning, see, here's the thing. It's not just about that instant healing, which I know you want. I know that. It's what you're learning about like the mechanics of consciousness, like what this is all really about. I mean, this is high level studies. So don't rush through the value of your education. Like imagine being granted a scholarship at Oxford or whatever, and all you're trying to do is get that diploma to go into your career. And it's like you're having an opportunity to study with the greatest, like learn. Value the process. Be in the moment. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so, so much for joining. Thank you for witnessing your truth, witnessing your delight, attending to victory. Again, so much support surrounding us at all times and always. Gosh, they just the love, it just keeps coming and coming and coming. You know, it's almost like being in a candy store. It's like, you know, how much is there for me? Well, how much can you eat? It's like it's all here. But unlike a candy store where we would get a tummy ache, it just fills us up. It just fills us up with more buoyancy, more love, more joy. Just beautiful. So again, thank you. Oh, you're so welcome, Perry. Thank you so much for participating. We will be back tomorrow evening, Saturday at 7 p.m. for another free attunement. So much love until tomorrow. Bye. Thank you for joining.